Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With no Brandon Ayuk, and obviously you lost him for most of last season due to an ACL, MCL injury. When he comes back, who knows? You lost your all-pro, future Hall of Fame tight end George Kittle after week one. He's been out the last few weeks. You have fought through so much adversity to start off this season, and you know what? I am celebrating that. I am celebrating the 49ers and the fact that they are 3-0 right now with a chance to go 4-0 after this week before a massive Thursday night showdown next week at SoFi Stadium against the Los Angeles Rams, your division rival. Apparently, though, celebrating a 3-0 start, there's controversy in that. It's not good enough. And this is what I have a problem with. I was shared an email. Yes, not a text, Joe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Voicemail, an email. This is from one of Matt Steinmetz's friends, cohort, something. Yes, I know you're smirking right there.
I mean, it's like the oldest sentence ever. Steinmetz's friend emailed you. I mean, was the USPS, you know, telegram not available?
The carrier pigeon was not. The Pony Express.
What was it? The postman, Kevin Costner?
There you go. Shout out my father, Bob Spadoni, postmaster in Monterey for many a time. Oh. So there
Quentin
you go.
Post, too.
He was. There you go. Quentin Post. Warriors meet today, Monday. We'll get into Quentin Post and Jonathan Kuminga later on. There is a new Kuminga
Carl
crisis.
Malone online, too.
Thank you. But this is what the email said.
The mailman. Come on. Did you not
I
know
got
this?
I got it.
Come on, Carter.
I know. Not a good person, but, you know, you deliver the mail. I can't listen to the show anymore, Matt. There is just too much fluff in it. I know you have to please the audience and all, but that's not the way I travel. First of all, Matt Steinmetz and the word fluff. I've never heard that in my life. Like Steiny is the bastion of happiness in this email.
The only time fluff is associated with Steiny is when he's fluffing up in a wayward drive at Lake Chabot or, you know, Karika, and he's trying to get a good lie out of the rough.
Okay.
Fluff.
So this is, and this, by the way, this friend or fan is named Harry. In this email, Harry continues.
I don't believe this is a real email.
This is real, dude, I swear to God.
This got forwarded
to us last night. It did. Quote, I need to listen to a sports talk show that tells the truth. Here we have a 49er team that should have lost to New Orleans. The worst team in the league, some say. But win because a player from New Orleans drops a catch in the end zone.
In the first quarter, on the first drive.
Thank you. It's talked about as a great win. Then we have the Arizona game, where the Niners should have lost by at least 10 points, but won because of two dropped balls for what could have been 14 points. The Niners looked totally bad in the first half and not much better in the second half. The Niners should be 1-2, but you guys play up that they are 3-0. There is no mention that they won those two games due to three dropped balls for touchdowns by the other team. The Niners are a below average team, just barely squeaking by these crappy teams. It's not for me. I want to hear an honest evaluation. I'll check in with you when the regular season starts for the NBA, but I'm sure I will hear the same BS. You take care, and I hope things work out for you.
So he's looking for honest assessments of the Warriors. Did you let him know that Mark Willard starts his shift at about 1:45 every day?
Steiny being the bastion of happiness in all of this. It's pretty good. And I get, and that'll give you a 4 for the Mark Willard right there. The notion he didn't even bring up the game that I thought they probably should have lost the most was that week one against Seattle. Quite frankly, if there was any a game that they probably should have lost, it's that one. When you think about that pass Purdy had to Tonjes, they squeaked by in Seattle. But this is the thing. The Niners lost so many of these types of games last season, Joe, that you know what? They were due to win some, and some of these things go in their favor. And you know what? I'm not scoffing at the fact that they beat an Arizona team that right now is 2-1. I'm not scoffing at the fact that they went in to New Orleans. Sure, Harry thinks they're one of the worst teams in the league, and they might be. Oh, they got blown out last week against the Seahawks. Yeah, every week is different. You know what? The Browns might end up being one of the worst teams in the NFL. Would anyone be surprised by that? What'd they do last week? They beat the Packers. So this whole notion of through 3 weeks, we know who all these teams are. And I don't know who the Niners are. They could not make the playoffs. They could make the playoffs. They could win the Super Bowl. They could not win the Super Bowl. We don't know who these teams are yet. I do know this. This time last year, they might have been 1-2 in these games instead of 3-0. Just judging how things went last season. Nick Sorensen is the DC, Devondre Campbell instead of D. Winters. The list goes on and on and on. They could easily be 1-2, but they're not. They're 3-0, and I am celebrating that fact, Joe. And I don't know why we as fans in today's society, I don't think it's Niners fans specific. I was listening to a lot of the different shows yesterday and the callers calling in. I was listening to Steiny and Goo. A caller called in and said, yeah, the Niners are 3-0, but it's not the Bills 3-0. The Bills 3-0 is way better. That's a real 3-0. As if the Niners 3-0 is fake. I'm having a hard time balancing, you know, this whole notion that I can't be positive about my team or Team X being 3-0 and fighting through a hell of a lot of adversity.
But being positive and then also taking a deep breath and realizing that, like, yeah, they haven't really played anybody who's a stiff test just yet. That I think that's real.
I mean, the Seahawks and the Cardinals are both 2-1 right now. Are those not good teams?
Yeah, but if we were no. 1 second. The Bills beat the Ravens. The Ravens are considered on everyone's short list as, even though they're 1-2 right now, as a contender. Are they not?
Sure, right now.
If I pulled 100 NFL fans across the country, all 100 would put the Ravens somewhere in the contender role.
Sure.
I don't think one of those people outside of Arizona Cardinal and Seahawk fans are considering the Cardinals and the Seahawks contenders. So I do believe there's a, you know, there's a perception here. And, like, we also know good football. Niner fans know good football. 2023, they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 30-7 on the road. 2023, week two, they won 30-23. 2023, they kicked the crap out of the New York Giants 30-12. 35-16 against the Cardinals, and then 42-10 against the Cowboys. That is a thorough domination to start a season and against a bunch of teams that, you know, weren't that great heading in, but they thoroughly kicked their butt and they were humming on both sides of the ball. And Niner fans, as we've flown so close to the sun, being in 7 NFC championship games, 3 of those times going to the Super Bowl in the last 15 years, like, we know what a great team looks like. This is a good team. Maybe has a chance to be really good. We don't know. We're hoping out. And we also have this big damper, you know, this wet blanket that got thrown on us that, hey, your best or second best defensive player is out for the year. So I think that this is just a byproduct of being a Niner fan. Like, this is what we do. Joe, even when they were good in the 90s, you know what my buddies used to do? You know, we didn't win enough. We didn't win our way. We didn't win by 15 going away. You're looking at me stunned.
Well,
I think Yankee fans act like this. I think Laker fans act like this. I think there are certain Ohio State fans act like this. There are certain fan bases in sports who, yeah, they're a little snobby. Yeah, like we celebrate how you won. And I'm not saying that's good, right, wrong. It's just the truth. It's the truth.
I guess what I'm having a hard time with, and I'd love the fans' participation on this, 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Also hit us up on YouTube. You can chat there. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. You know, I guess what I'm having a hard time is like 95% of our callers or 90% whatever before the season started said, yeah, I don't think this is a Super Bowl team, but I still think we could have a fun year and it could be a success if we make the playoffs and maybe win a game. So if we all agreed, if 90% of the fan base agreed this isn't a Super Bowl team and the team is 3-0 right now, that's still not good enough?
No, we could feel four or five different ways simultaneously. Can you not?
It's not a Super Bowl or bust year.
So the Bengals
and we're
right now,
scoffing at a 3-0 record.
Time out. The Bengals are 2-1. Should they just be feeling like doing cartwheels?
They don't have their quarterback for three months.
And Nick Bosa right now.
That's not the same as Joe Burrow. Sorry. Okay. Nick Bosa and George Kittle are not the same as Joe Burrow.
No one
not
said they
close.
Were. But I'm saying like there are levels to it, and yet you're out Nick Bosa. You're acting like, oh, it's no big deal. Like, dude, it's your best player.
Yeah, but any other legitimate team and franchise, if they lose their best defensive player, they're not saying their season is over. If the Eagles lose Jalen Carter, which would suck, they're not viewing this as, oh, we're done, we're cooked, we can't
Eagles
do anything.
The Eagles are better than the Niners.
Yeah, I understand that.
Significantly right
yeah,
now.
I understand that. Right now, they're 3-0 and the Niners are 3-0.
Yeah, I think Niner fans are actually, look, some are just irrational. Yes, we're thrilled that they're 3-0 in the sense of like, yeah, we're really happy.
Are we thrilled, I guess, is my question.
No, I think we're tempering our expectations for the letdown that we feel is inevitable. That's probably more realistic. Like, Niner fans aren't delusional. They're not delusional. They're not like, you know, for example, like a Wisconsin football fan, they know they're never going to win a national championship, right? Niner fans know this year, they're not winning a Super Bowl this year. So it does kind of like, oh, God, it kind of sucks. Like,
but wait, why not? Why can't they? I'm legitimately like, why can't they?
They're too thin.
It's 3 weeks into the season. We don't know what's going to happen to these other teams. The NFC, I think, is wide open. I don't think that's a hot take. I said it before the season started. It's wide open.
Okay, you're asking how people feel in the back of their heads. They understand that there are better teams that have better players, deeper, that are healthier than us currently. And you're trying to... I think most fans try to guard from the giant letdown that they know is happening. That doesn't mean they're not also thrilled that they're 3-0 and happy, but like to act like they went through three division winners and like boom, and we're doing cartwheels and the whole team's fully healthy. I think a lot of this is baked into the heartbreak over the last couple of years. You're looking stunned, and yet, like I saw this with Laker fans for many years. They had Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Yeah, but like, there are certain fan bases that are different. I told you, the Arizona Cardinals right now are probably pretty happy that they're 2-1, their fan base. They haven't been to a lot of playoffs. The Niner fans have been knocking on the door for so long that I do believe that they're guarding themselves and trying to temper things down because they kind of know, like, without Bosa, you could still have a fun year and it could be productive, but it's a big blow. He just got hurt Sunday. Ask me how I feel 5-6 weeks from now, right? He just got hurt Sunday.
888-957-9570. Niner fans, due to all these injuries, are you tempering your own expectations of this team right now? Are you not allowing yourself to fully buy in on this team because of all the injuries? And by the way, there is a new injury that popped up yesterday to the Niners. Currently, number one wide receiver and the number three wide receiver in yards in the NFL.
Why can't it just be perspective? Why can't it just be I have good perspective and being real.
Okay,
and
good perspective is also saying this is a hell of a 3 weeks that they fought through adversity.
Who said it wasn't?
A lot of people are saying they don't think that's not impressive for them.
Well, I think that's too egregious. I think most guys that I know, gals that I know that follow the team is like, wow, how the heck are we 3-0? That's pretty cool. Love that, but gosh, We're going to have to get really lucky. We're going to have to get really lucky for things to fall in place to still win the division.
You know how you're 3-0, Joe?
That's called being pragmatic.
You know how you're 3-0? It's because you have a hell of a coaching staff.
Of course.
That's won at a high level for years and years and years.
Totally.
Because you have Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh. I will take that tandem, and you said it yesterday.
Yeah, but you still
every single week. Yes, you do.
You know, and do you know why the Bills feel the way that they do? Because they have Josh Allen. Right? Like, you know why Baltimore fans have felt the way that they felt? They have Lamar Jackson, right? Like, the reason why the Chiefs, even at 1-2 right now, why they feel so good, they have Patrick Mahomes. So I think there's different ways to build teams, and the way that this team was built, you were going to rely heavily on one of the most expensive players in Niner history, in Nick Bosa and George Kittle. And right now, one of them's out for a short period of time. We'll see what he looks like when he gets back. And the other one's out for the year. So no one is saying that we're not happy. It's just we're also being, I think, pretty pragmatic and looking around the league and saying, all right, that's a good start. It's a long year. We have a lot of injuries. We're going to have to weather the storm. Let's see where Purdy's at when he comes back. I think that's just being calculated.
That's fine, but I don't want to hear the mental gymnastics of constantly comparing yourself to everyone else. Worry about your own stuff. And this is the problem with society right now, in the workplace, not in the workplace, whatever. Just mind your own damn business. 49ers, take care of business this week, 4-0 to start the season. That'd be great, right? You can agree on that? And
yes.
Then whatever happens next week against the Rams, and I get it. You might lose to the Rams on Thursday Night Football, and you're going to be 4-1. See, it's not real. That's what I don't want. Like, that, like this whole notion that I have to compare myself to the Bills and the Ravens, who would both kill to have what the Niners have had the last six, 7 years of actually going to the Super Bowl. Josh Allen has not been to the Super Bowl.
I think you're delusional.
Lamar Jackson has not been to the Super Bowl. By the way, the Chiefs and the Ravens, one of those teams are going to be 1-3 by the end of the week, Joe.
I do not think
are going to be done by the end of the week.
I do not think Bills or Ravens fans would trade places with the Niners today. I'm sorry. I think that's ridiculous.
What?
They would stay with their quarterback. Like, what are you talking about?
No, I'm saying the success that they have had as a team.
With the Niners.
The Ravens and the Bills have tried to get over the hump forever, but they haven't been able to.
They would stick. Okay, all right. You're talking about overall record. I'm talking about their situations. Like, they would take their situation over the Niners. Like, they just would.
No, that right now, this season, yeah, probably you're taking the Bills. They look really good. They look really fun. They look really amazing. Let's get back to me in January. If both these teams sneak in there, all right, I've seen the Bills' shortcomings in the playoffs. The Niners, if they sneak in, they're definitely going to the conference title game.
I mean, who are the Niners to scuff? They lose in horrific fashion, blowing leads. And I love, you know, I'm a diehard Niner fan. Like, who are we to scoff at the Bills and the Ravens? Ravens have won a Super Bowl in recent memory.
Yeah, with
against
who?
Us.
With Joe Flacco, like 10 years, 12 years ago?
Okay.
Stop. Stop it. This whole notion that the Buffalo Bills were anointing every single week, the Baltimore Ravens, the Ravens are probably going to be 1-3 after this week. Them or the Chiefs. And I'm not, one of those teams is going to be done.
No, I don't think they're dead.
No, I think one of them will be done. Whoever loses this week, I'm throwing dirt on them.
It's a long season.
It is a long season.
You know, the Niners started 3-5 a couple years ago. I had no chance of them even making the playoffs. They had to come back in the fourth quarter after Jimmy threw the worst Jalen Ramsey interception of all time. And they found a way to win in overtime in week 17 to get into the playoffs, beat the Cowboys, beat the MVP in without scoring an offensive touchdown, and we're up 10 points in the NFC Championship game. If you'd have asked me week 7 if that was going to happen, I would have said, you're crazy and you're insulting my intelligence. It's a long season.
It is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.